Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. TNA is going live, but for how long? Who left the WWE this week? And which WWE superstar once dated Amy Schumer? All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. TNA is to stay live throughout September. And why is this a big deal, Aaron?
Well, it's a big deal because we had talked about it a few weeks back and how them going live for the summer was a pretty big deal. And the fact that they're keeping this going shows that it was actually pretty successful for them. What's very interesting, though, is that they said that they were looking to move to a model where it was live and then recorded, which is something they had done previously. And I think that this is a very smart move. We've been calling for this for a while now. So kudos to TNA for, following in our footsteps.
Yeah, and it is a great idea. I'm glad they're doing it. I just hope that when we go down to Orlando that we can actually see them live. Even if it's the night that we get there, it still might be worth it, even though you'll be on a plane ride for, 9 hours.
Oh, absolutely.
So Tyler Rex is gone from the WWE. This is kind of a weird thing because they just debuted a new gimmick, and that was it. So they spent all...
I don't understand this move.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel as though they were looking to push him at least somewhat. He'd be a jobber still, but they were pushing him a little bit more. And I just don't understand why they would just release him all of a sudden. What's next? I think that Curt Hawkins is probably the next on the chopping block after this.
No, I don't think he is because he's actually been training a lot of WWE superstars that are not around anymore. Like he trained with The Rock, and The Rock, Rock looked good because of it. I would not be surprised if he stays around, kind of like how Billy Kibben's around, like he works with Developmental. But I think Hawkins, because he knows everything in the ring, he'll help a new guy come in and help him out a little bit. So I don't think he'll ever get terminated. So let's move on to talk about what happened this week. The WWE actually did something interesting. Santino lost the U.S. title, and Antonio actually won it. On YouTube.
This is a big deal because we had talked about this when Miz took on Santino. And we had said, look, you need to have the Miz win the title because that way it'll make people want to watch the pre-show. As it is right now, this was kind of a big deal. But I feel like there wasn't enough build-up to it. There wasn't anything on Raw. There was some stuff on SmackDown. But I really feel they could have done themselves a bigger service by actually promoting this, by saying, look, guys, you can watch the first part of the pay-per-view here. That would have made me excited for it. I actually almost missed this match because I almost forgot about it. And then I saw that he won and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. This match was going on.
Yeah, that brings up a good point, actually. It'd be kind of cool if they actually had it where the pay-per-view would start and you get to see like the first 5 minutes of the match and then it would cut off. Now, that would be pretty cool because then you could go. Then I think more people would buy pay-per-views, especially if something big happens. Like, you can almost have, like, The Undertaker come back and he said he's going to speak. You probably get a couple extra buys out of it. But anyway, so The whole Sheamus and Alberto Del Rio feud is going to continue because Alberto Del Rio is your number one contender again? Again?
I had said last week that this felt like it was turning into Christian Orton last summer. And I think that it's jumped the shark now. I know that they're throwing Randy Orton into the mix. Honestly, you need to end this feud. Night of Champions, last match, no matter what. I am getting so sick and tired of seeing these two wrestle because, honestly, the match isn't that great. Christian Orton, at least they put on a pretty good match, even though their styles clashed a little bit. I don't care about Sheamus and Del Rio. I could care less. End this feud. That's what I think you need to do.
No, I completely agree. So Dolph Ziggler, who once dated Amy Schumer, actually beats Chris Jericho on Raw And what's this mean? It was contract for contract. So Chris Jericho is now terminated. So he is no longer in the WWE.
Yeah, and I mean, we knew that this was coming. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. The moment they said that that's what the match was, I was a little disappointed. You know, don't make it that. Instead, have Ziggler win the match without this on the line and have it be where he injures Jericho. That's all you have to do. He can say, I'm the guy that put him out of action. You know, right now you're saying I terminated his contract. It doesn't, you know, hold the same thing. So, great match. I'm glad to see these two wrestle, you know, one last time. I really hope that Jericho comes back soon because I think WWE sorely needs him. They really need him bad.
I was actually disappointed with the match because I thought they didn't get enough time is what I thought. That's what really disappointed me in the whole thing.
But, sure.
You know, it is live TV and it was on Raw and yeah. So anyways, let's move on to CM Punk retains. Now, this is a big deal. Why is it a big deal that he retained?
Well, it was a big deal that he retained because there was so much speculation on him losing the title. And, you know, he beat Cena and Big Show in that triple threat match at SummerSlam. And then on Raw, you know, they had quite a bit of focus on him. And they, you know, he was talking about who the number one contender was going to be. And he said that, Cena, look, you're the number one contender. Just call me the best in the world. Cena kept saying no. And, you know, you can tell that they have the seeds planted that they're going to wrestle at Night of Champions. The biggest thing, though, that happened on Raw was when Punk had attacked Jerry the King Lawler. And this was a big deal because we thought that Punk had that, like, you know, he was good and he's bad. You know, he's a tweener. And they really were showing heel colors at that point in time. Do you think that's a smart move?
Well, if you want him to be a heel, you have beat up Jerry Lawler. But the thing is, I think even though he beat him up, it doesn't matter. People will still cheer for him. You'll get a couple more people who will boo. But when it's all said and done, he's right. He never changed. He hasn't changed. He just beat one guy up. Is that going to make him a heel? No. You need more to make him more of a heel. You need him to beat up almost someone like JR. If he was to beat up JR, oh yeah, he would be the heel, but some people don't like Jerry Lawler. And that's, I mean, if he beat
I actually don't, personally.
Right. And the thing is, the same thing with Michael Cole. If he beats up Michael Cole, everyone cheers. He beats up Jerry Lawler, they may boo a little bit, but that's about it. If he was to, like, almost beat up, like, Lillian Garcia or something like that, well, like, you know, but they wouldn't
they
do that.
They don't do that, but...
But if he was to beat up, you know, like, someone big like JR, I think that then people would boo. But anyway, so you have anything else you want to talk about on the whole Punk thing? Or do you think that kind of sums it up?
No, I mean, there's going to be stuff that's going to come out the following week. So I think next week's episode, we'll probably have more information about, you know, what's going on with Punk and Cena.
Excellent, excellent. So we need to thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. They offer unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free download to see how easy it is. And make sure you use the special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, and you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 Off the Mark page. And if you spend more than $70 at WWEShopZone.com, you'll get $10 off that order. So make sure you check it out, Section 86 Off the Mark section, and check out that ad at the bottom.
Well, let's move on to Impact Wrestling this week. So Impact opened up a little different. Basically, it was the TNA guys versus the Aces and Eights. And the TNA guys actually called him out. So, of course, Luke Gallows was one of them, and I don't know who the other guy is still. Well, they come out and basically get the crap kicked out of him. They rip off the other guy's mask because, you know, you don't want to, you know, spoil Luke Gallows' major entrance, you know, even though he is a decent wrestler. But so this guy gets his mask ripped off, basically. And he said that he just got patched in. So this is very similar to what WCW did with NWO back in the day. I don't like it. I think now by this segment, it just kind of ruined it. I think the Aces and Eights is basically just NWO or even D-Generation X. In fact, it is more like the NWO. I'm not digging this right now. I mean, it's a good way to open the show because you foreshadow what's going to happen at the very end, because I could tell you, any wrestling fan can figure out that it's going to end this way. So, anyways, Impact this week is Open Fight Night. Open Fight Night, I've dug and I've also hated. This week is kind of a weird one. It opened up with a women's match, and then we had some BFG, some Bound for Glory matches as well. Now, the first open fight was with Tara and Miss Tessmacher. Nah, it's one of those things, the women's match. Usually the wrestling's good. This match was okay. Open Fight Night, I think it's done. I just could care less. So, anyways, in the Bound for Glory series, we did have Robbie E. He actually got a win. That's right. So he's no longer just 5 points. He gained, I think if I'm correct, he actually got 7 points in the match. So he's up to 12 points. So he is definitely getting up there in the points. Like anyone really gives a crap about him, right? So at the end of the show, Ace and Apes came out to fight TNA members. And it was going back and forth, back and forth. And then all of a sudden, Ace and Apes, they're standing over Austin Aries and Bully Ray. And then all of a sudden, they got on bikes 3 seconds later and drove off. I like how the end of the show, I thought that was done very well. But Open Fight Night this week was just horrible, and I don't even know why they had it. They are saying that they're going to go live, and then tape show. Now, on a tape show, Open Fight Night, I think, will work, because you can make it look good after the fact. You have a week to make it look good. The problem you have with the live one, I don't think it's good live. I think it's one of those things that they do that is not good live. Oh, well. But overall, Impact this week was just kind of weird. You know, it's just one of those things, like, you watch it and you watch it and you watch it, and you're like, okay, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. And then it doesn't get better, and you're just kind of disappointed. You know, it makes you upset sometimes, but... You know, that's wrestling. Not every show can be perfect, but you can fail one week and succeed the next week. And TNA's done a good job of this. I just can't wait to see what they do when they go live tape. It's going to be very interesting. And this also could foreshadow what's going to happen with Bully Ray. He's in the ring, laying there, hurt. Does this mean that him and D-Von are definitely done? Who knows?
So let's move on to our weekly topic. This is all about the Triple H Brock Lesnar thing. Brock Lesnar, of course, as you know, beat Triple H, and he broke Triple H's, you know, in quotes, he broke Triple H's arm. So where do you go from here? Because Lesnar quit, basically. What do you do, Aaron?
Well, he touted that he quit, Andy, so it was a big deal. You know, it was interesting, though, because Lesnar had said before the match, I wonder what will break first, your spirit or your arm. And, you know, obviously it was his arm. I mean, we saw that broke first. But where do you go with Brock Lesnar from here? You know, they had him quit so that way they don't eat up all his dates. He probably has like 25 dates left. And if you figure, let's count backwards, right? You have WrestleMania and then you have the lead up to WrestleMania. So you have six, you know, plus WrestleMania, that's 7. So let's say he has 20 left. That's 13. You're going to have him at the Royal Rumble. That's 12. He's going to be at Survivor Series. That's 11. And then you're going to sprinkle out the rest of them in between Survivor Series, right before Survivor Series. There'll be some at Royal Rumble, and then, of course, WrestleMania. With that said, you have to have him quit. You had to do that. But what's going to bring him back? What would make him come back for Survivor Series?
You could almost say Shawn Michaels, but Michaels has stated that he's not going to wrestle. He's not going to pull Ric Flair. Or Triple H, he is done in the ring, period.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, and Triple H can come back and say, I want one more match. Well, that won't do it. You almost have to have, like, a one-off. You almost have to contact Bill Goldberg and be like, listen, you said before you want to wrestle. You want your son to see that you can wrestle. One match, X amount of dollars. Are you willing to do it? And then we'll find out that Kurt Hawkins got his butt kicked in the ring by Bill Goldberg because he spares him over and over again and probably messes it up. But that's the thing. You'd almost have to have someone come in. Even The Rock. Bring The Rock in and have him wrestle. I mean, I think they wrestled once before, if I'm correct.
They did, yeah.
They should. That's almost something you almost want that guy to come in, and then that would bring him back. And then you could have him wrestle a couple other guys and call it a day. But he's also never wrestled on Raw. It's always been a pay-per-view. You should have him wrestle on Raw.
And here's what you could do, potentially. I think that it'll be Triple H at Survivor Series. That's my guess. I think that Triple H, he has to get that win over Brock. And so he's going to come back for that. If that is not the case, my guess then is that it will be The Rock who will come out, like you said, and they will wrestle for the right to the number one contendership at Royal Rumble. And the reason I say that is because you have a big thing on the line. You have a huge, huge match. Because, I mean, Rock versus Brock. These two, when they wrestled back at SummerSlam, I think it was like 2002 or so, when they had wrestled then, it was a pretty big deal. But now you have a former UFC fighter, and then you have a current movie star, and they're going to wrestle. Like, that would be a huge, huge deal. I think that if you have those two wrestle then, you would have Brock maybe take on Triple H at the Royal Rumble, and then you have Brock versus Undertaker at WrestleMania.
That actually makes sense. I mean, they could do that. I just don't understand why everything's still focused on Trips. It's like the end of the pay-per-view. He's like, I lost. Yeah, I lost. And they kept the camera on him. And I was like, at first I was like, am I seeing a live feed instead, of the pay-per-view? And I kept watching and I'm like, this must be live feed. And then finally the ending bumper came up. And I was like, okay, so what was the point of that 5 minutes of him saying, I didn't get that.
I was a little confused about that, too. It just goes to show that even when Triple H loses, he wins. When you focused that whole thing on Triple H, I mean, what does that say about the match itself? It's saying that even though Brock won, he didn't get the credit he deserved at the end. At the end was focused on Triple H. It wasn't focused on the winner. It was focused on Triple H. The whole thing on Raw was focused on Triple H. Brock Lesnar came out and talked about Triple H. Paul Heyman put Triple H over. It was crazy. And then you do a segment with Shawn Michaels about Triple H. Triple H is not supposed to be the focus of the WWE. Right now, the focus of the WWE should be the WWE champion. Everybody should be talking about how they want the title. Brock Lesnar is a great superstar. And yes, he is a kind of sideshow attraction in a way. Like he's somebody who will get butts in the seats, plain and simple. But the WWE champion is the person that the focus should be on. It really is. And it's not. It's Triple H.
Yeah, and it's sad that it's that way. But it's actually kind of funny that you brought that up. Because have you noticed that like when they had those segments at the very end, it's almost like it's a Raw and then it's like the sideshow with Triple H. It's literally like the WWE and then Triple H's sideshow. And like, you have Trips and Lesnar do their 40-minute deal on Raw. And then there's nothing else going on. You're not talking about CM Punk. You're not talking about, Sheamus. You're not talking about anybody except for the fact that, hey, this sideshow match is going to, be the headliner because it's going to end the pay-per-view, because why wouldn't Triple H end a pay-per-view?
Yeah, right.
It could be Triple H versus the jobber, and guess what? It's going to be the main event. So that jobber who probably has five minutes of experience in the ring is going to be main eventing Raw, opposed to someone like Zack Ryder, who is kicking butt all the time and just selling merchandise and is so over with the fans. And then it said, let's have him lose this match. I don't get it. That's booking for you. But anyways, unfortunately, it's going to be a short show this week because Aaron is getting married to his lovely fiance, Anne. By the time you're listening to this, she'll probably be walking down the aisle and he'll be officially married. Congratulations, yep. Aaron.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
So that's all the time. Oh, make sure also, if you want to say congratulations to him, at AP Hughes, the first person that does that will win a free t-shirt, by the way. That at replies Aaron, okay? It's saying happy, wedding day or whatever. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, We'll see you in the ring.